It's a crazy day for dining out for restaurants. They make more money than any other day of the year, I'm guessing. But it's very different from Valentine's Day because on Valentine's Day, we talked about this back in February, you have a restaurant seating couples only, basically. But on Mother's Day, it's going to be just the opposite. You're going to probably have whole families coming in, and those two tops are probably going to go empty, and they're going to seat large families. This causes a problem for restaurants, too, because you have the larger the group, the longer it takes to serve that group. There's a science to how a kitchen works, and I don't understand all of it, but I know that if I go into a restaurant and I see a large table, I call the waiter over and say, could you get my order in before then, because it's going to take a long time. That's why on Mother's Day you see a lot of buffets, because it's easy to get people up and just get them in line, and they can serve themselves, and things move a little faster. Of course, the trade-off on that is quality. So if you're going to do the buffet thing on Mother's Day, you want to make sure that you're going to somebody who knows how to do a buffet, who's good at it and has a good track record. So you're usually looking at some of the bigger hotels, the ones that do buffets regularly, such as the Lowe's hotels. You've got Portofino Bay will be serving something special for Mother's Day. Royal Pacific. We've also got the Rosen Hotels, of course, that do a good job. Rosen Center, Plaza, Shingle Creek. If you want to do the sit-down thing, Emeralds, both of Emeralds restaurants, I can recommend Emeralds Orlando and Emeralds Chop Chop. But, you know, maybe not even a restaurant this time. Maybe something different. I just saw something really, really cool. David Ramirez Chocolates. And David Ramirez is one of the most celebrated local pastry chefs. He actually works at Shingle Creek, but he started his own company. And his chocolates are really high quality, premium things. And each one looks like a little jewel. You're not even sure if you're supposed to eat it. But he's doing personalized chocolate boxes now, where he takes a slab of white chocolate. And, you know, inside a box of chocolates, so there's that usual wax paper thing there.
Sure.
He puts that there, and it's got a picture on it and maybe a message. So for Mother's Day, you could dig out an old photo of yourself as a kid, and or maybe some special family vacation or something that's really special to you and your mom. And David will print this using a special printer with food dye.
How much is that going to set you back?
It's only like about $5 more than the usual price of a box of chocolates. And so I think the largest collection is around 20 bucks. So mm-hmm. $25, you get this really special thing. And it's also a nice thing if your mom lives out of the area, you can have this shipped to her, and because you can't take her out to a restaurant on mm-hmm. Sunday.
Got any good suggestions for last-minute places if you've slipped up with your planning a little bit?
Boy, the only thing I can really recommend is that you call the restaurant that you'd like to take your mom to, ask if there have been any cancellations, any last minute cancellations, and do your best to beg for a spot. Going in and showing up without a reservation, no one's going to be happy, especially mom.
Thanks very much, Scott.
Thank you.